second half of this boys' basketball matchup. Everest in command. They lead it 51-29. Allen back with 19 here in the half. Gabe Krieger's got 20. But as we mentioned, nobody else has any more than 3 points for the Lumberjacks. Everest getting some help for Hallenbach. Studeman's got 9. Sievertson's got 7. 4 for Edwards. 4 for Ebersold. So it'll be Krieger, Ormond, Tome, Kaylee, and Charles, the starting 5 for East. Everest has Sievertson and Studeman, Hallenbach, Edwards, and Ostrowski, the starting 5, back out there as well. East will have the basketball to begin the second half. And it will be Charles who will take it and bring it into the front court, give it to Jack Ormond. Everest staying in that zone. They get it to Charles, and he is fouled by Hallenbach, who was thinking about going for the steal on the long cross-court pass. Hallenbach will pick up his second foul quickly here. Non-shooting foul. East will inbound it. They get it in. Ormond's got it. Gives it to Kaylee between the circles to Charles, left wing. They loft it down low to Tome. Catches off the glass quickly, up and in. Jake Tome gets the hoop. 51-31. Everest quickly back the other way. Studeman wants to drive. Goes around. Tome blocks the shot. And we get a whistle, and it's going to be East basketball. Everest had it, stepped on the line, and East will have it. Tome with a block shot there on Studeman. And the Lumberjacks get the ball back here, trailing by 20. Everest putting in on that trap in the backcourt. And once again, Kaylee throws it away. Boy, he's careless with the basketball tonight. Ball knocked out of bounds, and last touch. Let's see. Their officials are going to talk about it. Who's going to have it? It'll be East basketball. Kaylee will inbound. He gets it into Charles. Gives it off to Ormond. Now Charles still in the backcourt with it, and now he gives ground and now gives it to Ormond. They break the pressure, and now Hallenbach goes for the steal but stepped on the sideline. East will keep it. Everest really runs that trap well, and then they've got the guys on the back end that can jump the passing route if the Lumberjacks try a long pass. They get it into Charles. Now to Ormond. Kaylee out between the circles. Charles left wing. Skip pass, cross court, threw it away. Nobody there. Ormond thought Kaylee was going to be there. Kaylee thought Ormond was going for it, and the Lumberjacks turn it over. Those long cross-court passes very rarely are good. A lot of bad things can happen, and one of them was right there. Nobody knew whose ball it was, and it goes out of bounds. Now the ball knocked away and stolen, and we're going to get a whistle, and foul is going to be on Everest on Studeman. He took the worst of it. As Krieger grabbed the loose ball, and Studeman gets called for the block. Everest turns it over for the sixth time. Lumberjacks get it back. Ormond skips the cross-court pass again, nearly knocked away, goes out of bounds. It will remain East basketball. I'm not quite sure why you keep doing that when bad things happen almost every time. Charles with it to Kaylee. Down low to Krieger, catches, goes up against a double team, off the glass, up and in. Gabe Krieger using glass, gets the hoop. 51-33, Everest breaks the pressure easily, attacking the basket. That's Studeman, throws up a wild shot, no. Keaton Edwards pulls away the rebound. Now a drive in, and now we're going to get a blocking foul called on Jack Ormond. Non-shooting foul, Everest will inbound it here. It'll be Cade Sievertson who will inbound it here for the Evergreens. Drives in, shot blocked, out of bounds. Are they going to get a foul? They get Kaylee or Tome, one of them. The ball, the shot got swatted out of bounds. Looks like they're going to get Ben Kaylee for hitting the shooter in the head, and that's going to mean Studeman's going to be at the line to shoot. That's 3 fouls on Ben Kaylee. Studeman will shoot here. First one's up and in. That gives Studeman 10 points on the night. Second foul shot coming for Studeman. He gets them both. 53-33, the lead back to 20 for the Evergreens. Charles, backcourt, gives it to Kaylee. Now back to Charles. Into the front court they come. Charles attacks. Tomei, left corner. Skip pass cross court, knocked away by the Evergreens, out of bounds. So East will inbound inside court. Jack Ormont will look to get it in. Ormont gets it into Charles. Sievertson, or make that Studeman's all over him. And now Ormont stepped on the sideline, and another turnover on the Lumberjacks. That's 12. And now Charles is going to get a reach-in foul as he went for the steal on the inbound pass. That'll be his second foul. Everest will inbound it again here. 16:03 to play. 20-point lead for the Evergreens, 53-33. Hallenbach will bring it into the front court. Ormont gets in front of him. Hallenbach gives it up top of the key to Sievertson. Now it's Keaton Edwards. Looks for a cutter, not there. He wants to operate in the lane. Now he throws it away, but able to run down the loose ball in the corner. Double team comes, ball kicked out of bounds by Gabe Krieger, and Everest will keep it. So Keaton Edwards will inbound it here for DC Everest. He gets it into Hallenbach. Pull it pass inside. Now back outside. Hallenbach drives, throws up a floater. That's off the front of the rim. No good. Long rebound, though. Knocked down to Edwards. Now it's Sievertson who will drive. Off the glass, up and in. Cade Sievertson using glass. 55-33. Lumberjacks break pressure, or still in the backcourt with it. Ormont dribbles through a double team. Nearly loses the handle on it. Now a foul is going to be called on Ostrowski. Reach-in foul called on Ethan Ostrowski. He picks up his third. And East will inbound it side court. Ormont, front court, gives it to Max Novak. Novak outside to Charles. Now it's Ormont. Ormont gets it back, open for three, didn't take it to the elbow, kicks it to the wing to Novak, and now reach-in foul going to be called on Studeman. The foul is piling up on Everest here as they get very aggressive, jumping the passing lanes, going for steals. Second foul on Studeman. And that is the fourth team foul on Everest here in the half. East does have three, so it's pretty close. Novak, cross-court pass to Ormont. Now Charles back to Ormont. Looks inside. Skips the pass cross-court to Charles. Charles back outside to Novak. Novak to Ormont. Looks inside. Gets it to Krieger at the free throw line. Triple team comes. Tries to feed it inside to Tomei. It's knocked away. They turn it over again. Sievertson baseline to Studeman. Kicks it to the wing to Edwards. Now skip pass. Wide open three left wing. Short. No good. Edwards with the offensive rebound. Lost the handle on it. It'll remain Everest basketball. Boy, Everest moves the basketball well. And they get open looks. That time it didn't go down, but Edwards pulled away the rebound. And Everest will inbound it here. They get it into Studeman. He's going to immediately launch a three from the left wing over Krieger and got it. Studeman for three. And the Evergreens continue to build their lead. 58-33. East breaks the half-court pressure. Krieger's going to go. Spin move in the lane. Ball stripped out of his hands and loose. And now he's going to get called for a reach and foul. That was just frustration there. Krieger got the ball stripped as he made a spin move in the lane and then committed the foul, reaching in. Second foul on Gabe. Everest will inbound it. Things slipped away early in the game for the Lumberjacks here, and Everest just continues to pile on here. They break pressure. Edwards will bring it ahead. Front court. Edwards picked up his dribble now, needs some help, gets rid of it. At the free throw line, Sievertson, bullet pass inside. They found Ostrowski off the glass, up and in. Once again, ball movement, finding the open man. And the Evergreens doing it well. East breaks pressure, Ormont front court to Krieger. Krieger puts it on the floor, now kicks it to the wing. Charles is going to launch a three. Rimmed out, no good. Krieger tried to keep it alive and did to Novak. Here's a three ball from Tomei in the corner. That's too long, no good. And Everest with the rebound. This is turning into a rerun of the game back in mid-December. when the Evergreens ripped East apart at the East Gym. Edwards spin move, shot rejected by Tomei. And Everest gets the rebound, or gets the loose ball anyway. Hallenbeck's going to launch a three-hand hit it. He didn't know if he was going to do that or not, decided to launch it, and nothing but the bottom of the net for Brian Hallenbeck. And we get a whistle and a timeout call by the Lumberjacks. 63-33 now. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Everest Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Hey, it's Jason Smith. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Just ask my wife. My list never gets any shorter than like 12 things. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That is GEICO.com.
Follow the Lumberjacks anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythinglumberjacks.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Tom King back here at the Everest Fieldhouse. Things pretty quiet here on both sides, as you might expect in a 30-point game. Lumberjacks trailing by 30, 63-33. East will have the basketball, and they have decided to go to their bench. Troy Pieper's seen enough of his starters here tonight. Andrew Heinzen on the floor, Ben Reif, Tony Powell, Noah Stroming, and Emory Jackson on the floor right now for the Lumberjacks. Stroming in the high post, kicks it out to Heinzen, who will launch a three. That off no good. Powell with the rebound, though. Offensive board, Tony Powell puts it up. Yes, and a foul. One of the few things East has had to cheer about here. Tony Powell gets an offensive rebound of the Heinzen miss and puts it up and in, and we'll get an and one. .12:40 to play. Powell misses the free throw and gets the rebound, runs it down, feeds it inside to Jackson, puts it off the glass, up and in. Tony Powell with an offensive board of his own free throw miss. Evergreens break the pressure into the front court. Keaton Edwards with it. Edwards hands it off to Studeman. Studeman feeds it inside to Edwards, who puts it up and in. Keaton Edwards, a little give and go that time, and hits the hoop from Studeman. 65-37. Powell to Heinzen. Cross-court pass to Reif as they get it into the front court. Bounce pass to Emory Jackson, wide open in the corner for three. A little short, no good. Everest with the rebound, and they want to run in transition. Pass ahead to Hallenbeck, and he'll get the layup on the other end. Hallenbeck got ahead of the defense there, and they found him, and he put it up and in. 67-37. Now Reif in the backcourt. Heinzen wants to hurry it ahead. Double team comes. He throws it away. Everest with another steal. Back the other way. Keaton Edwards lays it up and in. Now Reif will bring it into the front court as Everest backs off into half-court defense. Tony Powell, head fake, now drives in. Picked up his dribble now, not knocked away by Edwards. Stroming has it in the corner, kicks it back outside. Heinzen to Reif. Ben Reif avoids the steal, kicks it to Jackson, left wing. Stroming directing traffic. Reif has it down in the corner. Back on top to Andrew Heinzen. Heinzen, top of the key. Stroming's going to drive to the free throw line. Ball nearly knocked out of his hands. He gets it to Reif. This is an interesting grouping. Now they try to force the ball inside the Jackson and turn it over again. 15th turnover. Everest with another steal. They kick it to the wing. Three ball launched. That's off no good, but an offensive rebound by Hallenbeck on the putback on the miss by Ebersole. 71-37. This is an outright shelling here tonight. Jackson, front court. Reif has it now, right wing. Down low to Jackson, spins on Hallenbeck, puts it up, rolls off the rim, no good. Hallenbeck with the rebound. Hallenbeck splits two defenders, goes right down the lane. Shot blocked by Stroming. Everest runs down the loose ball. Now they get it inside. Hallenbeck turns off the glass, up and in. Everest way up now, 73-37. Tony Powell brings it into the front court for the Lumberjacks. Ben Reif to Heinzen. Heinzen bound low, down low to Jackson. Bobbled it for a moment. Saved it from going out of bounds. Stroming goes baseline, and he gets fouled. They're going to get Ebersole on the foul. And it will be Noah Stroming. Actually, no free throws yet. Sixth team foul on Everest, so East will inbound it here. Everest pulls out Severson, Studeman, and Hallenbach. As the Lumberjacks put their reserves in now, Everest putting some of theirs in. Jamison Morgan on the floor. Colton Hall in there. Also in for Everest, Cooper Bradfish. Here's Heinzen driving the lane. Puts it off the glass. Up and in. Andrew Heinzen with a nice drive to the hoop. 73-37. 73-39, excuse me. 39. Everest with it. Right wing, Ebersold. Out on top, Bradfish. Picked up his dribble now. Gives it off to Colton Kielman. Feeds it inside. Lost the handle on it. Out of bounds. It'll be East basketball. Seventh turnover on the Evergreens. East is going to put starters back in now. Okay, message sent maybe. Krieger, Tomei, Ormont, Kaylee, and Charles back on the floor. 9:39 to play. And the Lumberjacks are down by 32. Puts the starters back in. Ormont with it to Kaylee. Now it's Charles. Charles, skip pass cross court to Kaylee. Outside of Krieger, the East starters have not played well tonight. Krieger down in the corner. Baseline, spins, avoids the double team, puts it off the glass, up and in. Tough shot for Gabe Krieger, but he got it to go. Evergreens come back the other way. 73-41. Crossover dribble now. They kick it left wing to Bradfish out on, or make that Ebersold. Now they get it down in the paint. Kielman went up, ball knocked out of bounds, blocked out of bounds. It will remain Everest basketball here. Still to come, Everest hockey, the Evergreens and Wausau West coming up from Marathon Park, third part of our triple header tonight. Chris Conley will have the call of that when we are done here. Everest looking to inbound it, ball knocked out of bounds by Kaylee on the inbound pass. Our game brought to you in part tonight by Brainerd Funeral Home. Brainerd Funeral Home and Cremation Center, respected as our area's best funeral home in 2018 and 2019. When it matters most, Brainerd Funeral Home is there. Everest inbounds it. Shot put up, no, by Morgan, and then a foul called. He'll go to the line. Morgan missed the first shot, got his own rebound, and Jamison Morgan goes to the free throw line for two here. Jake Tomei picks up his second foul. And Jamison Morgan, 6'3 senior off the bench for the Evergreens, will shoot two here. First one, back bracketed, no good. He'll get one more. Second free throw on the way. That's off, no good. And the rebound grabbed by Morgan, puts it up. That rolls off. Krieger with the board. He's back the other way. Charles drives in. Shot put up. No, but a foul before the shot. But it will mean free throws for Zedon Charles in the bonus here. Foul is going to go on. See who they gave that foul to. They haven't put up on the board. All right. Foul is going to go on Kielman. That's his second. Charles hits the first free throw. He'll get one more. Second one's up and in as well. 73-43. Still a 30-point game. Evergreens break the pressure. Into the front court. Bounce pass down the lane. Shot put up. No. And Krieger pulls away the rebound, and he gets fouled. A lot of contact as Colton Hall went down the lane. They let him play on. And then Krieger gets fouled going for the loose ball. And now, since East put their starters back in, Everest is going to put their starters back in. Edwards, Ostrowski, Hallenbach, Studeman come back in. And Severson as well. Gabe Krieger's at the line to shoot a 1-1 here. We still have 8:31 to play in this game. Krieger's first free throw is good. He'll get one more. 25 points on the night for Gabe. Second free throw for Krieger, up and in. He got them both. 73-45. And a trap in the backcourt. Everest breaks it, and they want to attack. They get it to the wing to Strusky. Now out on top, Sievertson thought about the three. Center step drive down the lane. He hands it off to Studeman. Kicks it back outside. Edwards passes up a shot. Got it to Hallenbach. He gets it off to Studeman, who drives down the lane, throws up a runner off the glass, up and in. He got the shooter's roll that time, and Studeman hits the shot. 16 points for Studeman tonight. Kaylee's got it right wing. Inside to Krieger, off the double team, fakes and puts it off the glass, up and in. Well, Everest doesn't have an answer for Gabe Krieger, but the East defense can't stop Everest on the other end. And they are up big, 75-47. Hallenbeck's got it. Now it's Edwards in the paint, kicks it outside. Three ball launched by Studeman. Off the rim, no good. Rebound kept alive. Hallenbeck's got it. A little shot in the lane, up and in. Hallenbeck having a big night. East back the other way. Ormond down low to Tomei. Bullet pass outside. Kaylee for three out on top. Back bracketed, no good. The rebound kept alive. Krieger comes away with it. Puts up a shot. They're going to wave off the shot. They're going to call what? An offensive foul? Yep. Krieger gets called for the offensive foul underneath. That's his third. And it will be Everest basketball. Troy Pieper has been sitting on the bench in silence for the most part since picking up that technical foul back in the first half. Obviously, he's got to be frustrated with the play of his team here tonight. Hallenbeck, stutter strep drive down the lane, puts it off the glass, up and in. Well, they can't stop Hallenbeck. Everest can't stop Krieger, and East can't stop Hallenbeck. And we get a substitution here for the Evergreens. Braden Kinderman is going to come in, 6-foot senior. Gets on the floor for Sievertson. And two Lumberjacks are going to check in as well. Tony Powell and Andrew Heinz are getting it back on the floor. Kaylee and Charles will come out. And it'll be Ormond who will bring the ball ahead for East with 6:47 to play. Ormond to Heinzen. Cross court to Tony Powell. They look inside. Now Tomei in the lane. Leans in. Puts it up with the right hand. Rolls off. No good. Krieger, no, with the putback, but he gets fouled and will go back to the line. So Gabe Krieger earning foul shots again. One thing tonight, the officials are calling the contact underneath, and Gabe Krieger's getting to the free throw line. But unfortunately, not enough scoring from the rest of the Lumberjacks tonight to make it a game. First free throw is up and in. Plus, not being able to stop Everest on the other end. Second foul shot for Krieger on the way. It's up and in. He got them both. Noah Stroming coming into the game. Krieger's night's probably done as he goes out. Everest looking to inbound it. He's putting a little pressure on in the backcourt. They get it into Edwards. Hallenbeck will bring it ahead. Hallenbeck, front court. Right wing. They get it out. Kinderman's going to drive, throw up a shot. That's no good. Stroming with the rebound. Tony Powell, front court. His ball knocked out of bounds by Studeman, and East will have it. Sam Moses getting set to check in for the Lumberjacks. Jake Tomei's night is done. He'll go out. Ormond gets it into Heinzen. Heinzen on the dribble, gives it to Tony Powell. Powell. Heinzen left wing. Now it's Powell. Puts it on the floor to the free throw line. Throws up a runner in the lane. Partially blocked. No good. Everest with the rebound. Back the other way they come. Edwards front court. Now we get a whistle and a timeout called by the Evergreens. And I can't remember if we owe you one or not, but we'll keep it right here. Our game brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral needed at Bone & Joints Walk-In Care. Open Monday through Friday in Medford, Plover, and Wausau, and Saturdays in Wausau as well. For more information, visit bonejoint.net. Our game also brought to you by ENT and Allergy Associates, now in their new location near the corner of 28th Avenue and Stewart Avenue across from Menards in Wausau. The Evergreens will be back in action on Friday night against Wausau West. We'll have those games live, the doubleheader from the West Fieldhouse. The boys' game is first on Friday night, the girls' game to follow. And then I'll have East girls' basketball with Wausau Newman as the third game of our tripleheader on Friday night. Still to come tonight, Everest and West hockey for Marathon Park. Chris Conley will have the call when we are done here. 5:50 remaining in the game, and it hasn't been a game for quite a while. Everest is going to rout East for the second time this year. Obviously, these two teams will not meet again. East is in Division II in the tournament, and Everest will be in Division I. Evergreens have put together a nice season. They're going to be 9-2 after tonight, or 9-3, excuse me. They lost to Eau Claire North last night. There's a kick to the wing out on top for the Evergreens. Out on top now, this is Bryce Dobby in the game. Dobby's got it. He's going to drive down the lane, kick it outside. Colton Keelman's going to launch a long two and hit it. Colton Keelman has 5 points, 81-49. Everest, Ormont brings it into the front court for the Lumberjacks, gives it off to Tony Powell. Powell to Heinzen. Heinzen to Powell. He's going to launch a three. Tony Powell drains a three from out on top. He's got 5 points here in the second half off the bench. 81-52. Everest breaks the pressure. They kick it outside. Keelman's got it. He's going to drive in. Jump stop. Tried to feed it on the baseline. Lost it. No, got it before it went out of bounds. Keelman saved it. Hands it off to Jamison Morgan. Morgan gets his pocket pick. Stroming takes it away. Eighth turnover on the Evergreens. Tony Powell's going to hurry it ahead. Kicks it to the wing to Moses. Now to Heinzen. Stroming out on top. He gives it to Heinzen, who bobbled for a moment. Now bounces it on the baseline to Moses. Double team comes. He kicks it outside. Powell's going to launch a three. That's short. Ormont runs down the loose ball. East will reset with 4:30 to play. Ormont drives down the lane. Kicks it outside to Heinzen. Heinzen bounce pass to Stroming. Had an opening in the lane. Spins down off with the left hand. Yes, and a foul. Noah Stroming with a nice move to the hoop. With the left hand, he gets his first points of the night and an and one as well. 81-54. Colton Hall will pick up the foul. That's his third. Ormont's night is done. Max Novak will check back in for the Lumberjacks. Stroming is up and in with the shot. 3-point play for Noah. And Everest will inbound it. Braden Kinderman back in for the Evergreens. And they get it in and put it down. It's going to be a drive to the lane. Shot put up. No, but a foul. And it's going to be Colton Hall who will go to the free throw line to shoot here. 4:17 to play. And Colton Hall at the line for two free throws here. Left the first one short, no good. He'll get one more. Second foul shot for Hall is on the way. That one's up and in. He got one of two, 82-55. Novak front court to Heinzen. Oh, they had Moses underneath, didn't get him the ball. He was open. Heinzen now gets it down low to Moses. In the lane, kicks it outside. Powell's going to launch another three. That's short. Everest pulls away the rebound. They quickly hurry it ahead. Pass ahead. Shot put up. No. Missed by Cooper Bradfish. Everest with the rebound. Another shot put up. That's no good. Stroming pulls away the rebound on the miss by Dobie. Powell back the other way. Hands it to Stroming. Picked up his dribble now. Needs some help. Gets it back to Powell. Powell backs out the dribble. Now Moses has it left wing. Powell with it. Stroming, top of the key to Novak. Backdoor pass, Stroming. Oh, they tried an alley-oop. He left it short off the rim. Everest back the other way. Kinderman into the hands of Colton Hall. He wants to drive in. Throws up a runner off the glass. No, but a foul, and he'll go to the line. Stroming got him. And Colton Hall will head back to the free throw line to shoot two here with 3:13 to play. Everest was up big at halftime, up by 22 at halftime. And they have continued to build that lead. Hall hits the first free throw. The lead is 28 right now. And Hall hits the second foul shot. East will have the basketball. Lumberjacks front court, Max Novak with it. Now to Tony Powell. Nearly had the ball knocked out of his hands. Probably a bit double dribble there. He got away with one, I think. They feed a cutter in the lane. That's Moses. Lost the handle on it. Turned it over. Everest back the other way. They get it out. Three ball launched. Up and in. Bryce Dobby gets the three. And the bench and the crowd erupted as he knocked it down. The Everest bench players getting some time here tonight. And Dobby makes the most of it, knocking down a three. Left wing, Heinzen. Looks inside for Moses, not there. Heinzen drives in, throws up a runner. Nobody's fouled, and we'll head to the line. Andrew Heinzen earns a couple of foul shots here. So Heinzen at the line for two here. With 2:31 to play. Leaves the first free throw short. He'll get one more. Jamison Morgan checks back into the game for Everest. Second foul shot for Hines, and that one's up and in. He got one of two, 87-56. Evergreens. And Powell's going to get a reach-in foul, going for the steal. Bo Zvok in the game. He's a sophomore. And he's going to go to the line and shoot the bonus here. Earlier tonight, the Everest girls held off East as Volk hits the first foul shot. It was a tight game, 60-58 the final. The Evergreens got a key steal late and a basket, and they held off the Lumberjacks at the end, 60-58. To break their losing streak. Zvok hits the second foul shot for the Evergreens here. 89-56. Tony Powell's going to launch a three right wing. Got it. Tony Powell, his second three of the half. He's got 8 points. 89-59. Evergreens. Lumberjacks will pressure in the backcourt. Zvok brings it ahead. Gets it down in the corner. Now they try to feed it inside. Tries to save it from going out of bounds. And last touch by the Evergreens as it goes out. It'll be East basketball. And Ryan Buehler is going to get off the bench here for the Lumberjacks. Noah Stroming will come out. So everybody getting a little time tonight in this blowout. Novak gives it off to Powell. Right wing, lofts it down low. They're trying to get it to Buehler. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Everest basketball. That is the 17th turnover on the Lumberjacks tonight. Zvok's going to bring it ahead. Nearly lost the handle on the dribble. He gives it off. Kinderman at the free throw line. Nice pass inside. They'll get a layup. I think that's Andrew Fredrickson off the JV team who got that one. Number 51, that's his JV number anyway. Top of the key, this is Tony, or make that Sam Moses had it now. Bullet pass inside to Buehler, turns and shoots, shot blocked. Everest back the other way they come. In transition, wild shot put up, yes, and a foul. Novak's going to get a foul. Kinderman's going to go to the line. He got the hoop, And the foul as he got pasted out of bounds. And the Evergreens can do no wrong here tonight. Kinderman will go to the line. 93-59. Minute 7 to play. First free throw for Kinderman is off, no good. Well, that was the only free throw, but an offensive rebound grab by Everest. Like I said, no wrong. Here's a jump stop in the lane, chop it up, that's no good. And the rebound grab by Tony Powell. He's going to hurry it ahead in transition, lost the handle on the dribble, and Everest with the steal. Back the other way, Kinderman feeds a cutter, that's Zvok off the glass, up and in. Everything they touch turns to gold tonight, that for the Evergreens. 95-59, 38 seconds remaining. Novak launches a three. Hots off the rim, no good. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Everest basketball with 28 seconds left. This was the second time this season, an old-fashioned butt-kicking by the Evergreens against the Lumberjacks. Left wing, Everest has it. They're just going to run out the clock now, I think, back it out. Kinderman has it. They'll back it out. Now Powell with an overplay and a steal, and Powell's going to take in the layup and lay it up and in. 95-61. Now Everest will just hold the ball in the backcourt, and that'll do it. And the Evergreens get the victory here tonight, 95-61. We'll come back and recap after this. You are listening to East Everest Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents. And Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ. What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
It's a website just for East fans. Everythinglumberjacks.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Here at the Everest Fieldhouse, where the Evergreens destroy the Lumberjacks here tonight. In two games this season, Everest has scored 188 points against East. Back on December 13th, the final was 93-69, and tonight the final 95-61. Let's take a look at the scoring. All but one player who played tonight for the Evergreens scored, led by Brian Hallenbach with 32. The only other Evergreen in double figures was Alex Studeman. He had 16. 5 points for Colton Keelman, 9 for Cade Sievertson, 4 for Bo Zvok, 2 points for Cooper Bradfish, 2 for Brayden Kinderman, 2 for Ethan Ostrowski, 3 for Colton Hall, 8 for Keaton Edwards, 3 for Bryce Dobie, 4 for Logan Ebersold, and 2 for Andrew Fredrickson. 35 of 64 from the field for the Evergreens, 17 of 27 from the line, and they only turned the ball over 8 times. They got 64 shot attempts tonight to just 43 for the Lumberjacks. So once again, working the offensive boards along with a whole bunch of East turnovers resulted in many more scoring opportunities for the Evergreens, and they knocked them down. Gabe Krieger led East with 30 points tonight. The only other East player in double figures was Tony Powell, who came into the game in the second half, when the game was out of hand. He scored 10, including 2 3-pointers. 3 points for Max Novak, 3 for Andrew Heinzen, 4 for Zedon Charles, 4 for Jake Tomei, 3 for Noah Stroming, 2 for Ben Reif, 2 for Embry Jackson. East was 20 of 43 from the field. Not a bad shooting percentage, but they could not keep up with the Evergreens tonight. 15 of 19 from the free throw line. They turned the ball over 17 times. With the win, the Evergreens improved to 9-3 on the year. They'll play Wausau West on Friday night. With the loss, the Lumberjacks dropped to 500, 8-8 on the season. They're off until next Tuesday when they'll face off with Merrill up at Merrill High School. That's going to wrap things up from here. We've got hockey on the way for you. DC Everest and Wausau West scoring off in a big hockey matchup at Marathon Park. Chris Conley will have the call momentarily. We want to thank Stephanie Taylor, our engineer tonight. Thanks to all of our sponsors once again. The first game tonight went to Everest in girls hoops 60-58. And the boys game goes to the Evergreens as well. They win it 95-61. This is Tom King. You've been listening to DC Everest Wausau East basketball tonight here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.